Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I was handed a sheaf of paper. The person handing it to me, an amateur, was insistent that I take custody of this little collection. I asked what it was that they intended for me to do with it, and the response was that because I did things with history, I should do this too. Aside from taking on a new project, trying to juggle life and income, their observation was pretty spot on, even though I had never quite seen it that way. Over the years, I've often explained things in the context of the era in which it came into being. The first transatlantic telegraph cable in 1858, the first 20-metre contact between the UK and Australia back in 1925, the founding of the IAIU, also in 1925. For some years, I've been playing with the idea of documenting the journey from SparkGap to SDR. I started writing down milestones, collecting information about the various protagonists along the way, attempting to capture their life milestones and their radio-related accomplishments. One friend went so far as to take photos of the replica SparkGap transmitter in Hobart, Tasmania, as used by Douglas Mawson between 1911 and 1914, during their Antarctic expedition. Between being entrusted with the written history of the 28th chapter of the 1010 International Net and today, I've started a spreadsheet. If you know me at all, you know that I love a good spreadsheet. This one is pretty simple. Date, event, event type, protagonist, note, and source. So far I've got about 85 rows. I'm using it to capture milestones directly related to our hobby. When the first Echolink node went live, when RTTY came to be used on air, the invention of FM, when we got access to the 2-metre band, when 160 metres was taken away during World War II, ultimately, all of it. There's already a website that documents some of this, but it's USA-centric, even though our community is global, and it does not include any sources, so there's no way to verify any of the events, which I think is essential if you're going to capture this in any meaningful way. I want this list I'm creating to include all manner of amateur-related things. The first time F-Troop went on air, the first CQ worldwide, perhaps even every CQ worldwide. I've also set up a form so you can contribute your events and over time grow it into something that captures what it is that we've done over the years. Perhaps it will grow into a section on Wikipedia. Perhaps it will become its own thing. It's too early to tell. As I've said many times, if you didn't write it down, it didn't happen. So this is me, or us, writing it down. Perhaps we'll be able to find a way to make it through the next 100 years. You can find the Amateur History Project under Projects on my homepage at vk6flab.com. I look forward to reading your contributions. So thank you, Christine, Victor Kilo 6 Zulu Lima Zulu, for pushing that sheaf of paper into my hands. I hope I'm worthy of the history that it represents. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.